Lecture 16, The Background to Emancipation.
In our summary of the impact of Antietam in our last lecture, we emphasized that the battle gave Abraham Lincoln an opportunity to issue his preliminary proclamation of emancipation. In this lecture, we'll examine the background of emancipation. We'll look at the place of emancipation among early Union war aims. We'll look at the divisions within the Republican Party as to how best to pursue the question of emancipation. We'll look at the Democratic Party's very negative view of emancipation. We'll look at the idea of black colonization and why it appealed to Abraham Lincoln and many other white people in the North. And we'll finish by looking at the topic of whether or not slaves themselves were as responsible for emancipation as any of the politicians or generals or others in the North who were involved with finally bringing the North to a point where emancipation was on its agenda. Let's look first at where emancipation figured in the war goals of the North early in the war. Slavery was the taproot of the sectional tensions that eventually brought the war. We've talked about this many times earlier in this course. The secession of the South was largely a reaction to a perceived threat that the victorious Republican Party would not only prevent slavery from expanding into the federal territories, but also would strike at slavery where it existed in the southern states. Yet for the first year and a half of the war, the issue of slavery was in the background in terms of northern war aims. The North went to war to save the Union. And as long as this was the war aim, there was remarkable unity in the North. But soon there was a growing debate about what kind of union should follow a northern victory. A union with slavery, as northern Democrats favored and even some conservative Republicans were willing to consider, or a union without slavery, as black and white abolitionists and the radical Republicans insisted should be the case. On the resolution of this debate hinged the question of whether it would be an all-out war fought for total victory, after which the South would be remade in the North's image, or whether it would be a rather limited war aimed at bringing the South to a conference table where the two sides could hammer out their differences and arrive at a more peaceful solution through compromise. There's no doubt, as I said, that it was a war for union in the beginning, the overwhelming. Had we been able to poll people in the spring and early summer of 1861, poll the white North, ask them what the war was about, what they hoped to accomplish, they would have said this is a war about whether or not we will maintain our federal union, or will the South be able to destroy it. The Republican platform of 1860 explicitly said there'd be no interference with slavery where it already existed. Lincoln reaffirmed this on many occasions, including in his inaugural address in March 1861 and a July 4th, 1861 message to Congress. In a resolution offered by Senator Crittenden of Kentucky in July 1861, Congress stated that the war was not being prosecuted with the intention of overthrowing the established institutions of the southern states. Read slavery there. This isn't a war to kill slavery in the South. This resolution sought to reassure the border states, who had remained loyal to the North, and keep them on the side of the Union as the war progressed. That resolution passed almost unanimously in Congress. Not only did Democrats support it, but many Republicans supported it as well. Now, Abraham Lincoln personally hated slavery. There's no question about that. He would have been happiest if slavery would end immediately. But he also understood that he was president of all the people in the North, and he had to be careful as to how he navigated among the different constituencies of the North regarding the questions of emancipation or pursuing a war without emancipation as a key goal. He knew, as did everyone in the North, that the Constitution guaranteed the legality of slavery. Everyone had known that. The North fought the war on the theory, at least in many quarters, that the South really couldn't secede, that secession was illegal,